This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. My name is Rick Renner, and I'm so happy to be here with you and with Denise.
Thank you, Rick. I'm really excited about these programs.
Denise, we're talking about how to have a happy marriage. It's five parts, comes with a study guide. Please go online to order these things. It's really good, and it's a lot of fun. And we're offering Denise's book called Who Stole Cinderella, The Art of Happily Ever After. And today only, we're giving this book to you as a gift, one per household. You can get it by going online or by getting us a call. And Denise, this week we're offering for the first time the RIV of 1st and 2nd Peter. Maybe you have the Burgundy volume, which is James and Jude. Well, now you can get volume 2. Please get yours now. And the reason we're offering this is because this week I'm going to be sharing a little from 1 Peter chapter 3, where Peter addresses the subject of marriage. But Denise, this week we're talking about marriage, and I know that a lot of people have prayer requests for their marriage. And if you have a specific need, reach out to us. We want to pray for you. Maybe you've got something on your heart, or you just wish somebody would agree with you in prayer. Well, here we are. We want to pray for you. So please call the number that is on the screen or give us a call. And when we hear from you, we're really going to pray for you. And Jesus is going to do something wonderful. Denise, do we believe that?
I believe that 100%. 100%. Because when you call out to Him and you ask in His name and you ask His will and according to the Word of God, He hears you and He answers.
Well, in yesterday's program, we talked about how our marriage began and how you need to make Christ the center of your marriage. And when Denise and I walked the aisle to marry each other at the altar of First Baptist Church in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I was a young man. Denise was a younger girl. She was a little bit older than me. And she sang a beautiful song to me, and I got on my knees with a pail of water, and I washed Denise's feet in front of a pretty big crowd that came together for our wedding. Back in those days, I was the single adult pastor in that church. And so when Denise and I got married, we together became the single adult pastors. Immediately, we started in ministry. But I washed Denise's feet as my declaration to God, to all of the heavens, to the angels, and to all the principalities and powers, and to the body of Christ, that I was going to wash Denise's feet and serve her for the rest of my life. And together, we have been serving for 44 years. This Friday is our anniversary.
That's so wonderful.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
It's been 44 good years.
44 good years.
And we saw yesterday that when you make Jesus the center of your relationship, it causes your marriage to be a threefold cord. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12, "And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him." And here we see that when you are united together with somebody else, in this particular case, we're talking about marriage, you and your spouse really have a lot of spiritual power to stand against the enemy. But the rest of the verse says, "And a threefold cord is not quickly broken." Well, from the very outset of our marriage, Denise, we talked regularly about the fact that it was you and me and Jesus in the center of our relationship. It wasn't just you and me, it was us and Jesus. And when Jesus is the very center of your relationship, it makes your relationship strong. And in life, there are things that come against marriage. Events, disappointments, financial struggles, all kinds of things the devil orchestrates to try to pull you apart and just to discourage you. But when Jesus is in the center, then it's not just you and your spouse. It is a threefold cord. Jesus is in the middle. And when Jesus is in the center of your marriage, it can hold you together regardless of what comes against you. And we are a 44-year testimony about that. Amen, Denise?
Amen.
We've encountered a lot of things in 44 years, but here we are, and we're happy, and we're going to remain happy for the rest of our lives.
Amen.
Jesus is in the middle of our relationship. But today, I want to deal with the fact that every marriage needs a purpose. You know, it's interesting that when we first got married, I was the single adult minister in a big, big Baptist church, and we started a ministry called Starting Over back in those days, and it was a ministry to newly divorced people. And when we opened the door for that ministry, we did not realize what kind of a flood we were going to have in terms of response. I thought maybe a few people would show up for our seminar, which was called Starting Over. But in one year, now think about this, Denise and I were brand new in our marriage, brand new. And in the first year of our marriage, we had 1,100 new divorcees come through our Starting Over ministry. 1,100 in 1 year. It was a cyclical seminar, which would repeat and repeat, and every single time it was just jam-packed with lives getting saved, lives being restored. But that year, at the very outset of our marriage, I began to study what caused all these other marriages to fail. And one thing I noticed at that young age in our marriage is it seemed a lot of these marriages didn't have a purpose. Everything needs a purpose. And when you don't have a purpose bigger than you, even if you love your spouse, eventually you get frustrated in your marriage. You begin to think, isn't there more than this? And people begin to think about other things and they begin to drift. But when you have a purpose holds you together and it gives you a goal for your life. It gives you a goal for your marriage. When you begin to have kids, it gives a goal, it gives a purpose to your entire family. Everyone needs a purpose, including your marriage. And when we come to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. And here we find that everything has a season and everything has a purpose. Verse 2, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, and a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. There is a time and there is a purpose for everything. And just like every person is born with a purpose, when God calls two people together, He's bringing together two people with divine purpose. And when He pulls them together, like Denise said in the last program, there's a divine chemistry which takes place. It's amazing. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, again, verse 9, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. And when you and your spouse are working together, you know that God has given you a call, He's given you a purpose, and you labor together, you have an amazing result or an amazing reward. And Denise, really, when I look at the 44 years of our marriage, it's 44 years of fruitfulness because two gifts came together. Now, when our gifts came together, we had to learn how to make those gifts work together because we're gifted very differently. But God showed us, and God, by the way, is still showing us, how to bring our gifts together so we become more fruitful as a team. Amen.
Amen. It's so important that you recognize that holy matrimony, Rick, because when you get married, that is a covenant. It's a covenant with God and it's a covenant with your spouse. And that's the basis of you building that purpose. And when storms come against the purpose, against you, you can go back to your covenant. You can go back to that commitment that you made to one another. And Rick, the reason I say that is because the purpose is huge and it's big, but the foundation is that covenant with God and the covenant with each other. And when things do come, when storms do come, If you have that covenant with God and that covenant with each other, you can go through those storms.
That's right.
And even those storms, not that, bad things happen to good people, right? But when storms come, it reveals what's on the inside of us. And we dig deeper into Christ. And that even enhances your marriage even more.
And you know, in our marriage, the word divorce has never been spoken.
Never.
It's not allowed. And I think that when people in marriage joke and they say, I'm going to divorce you, that is not a funny subject.
It's not funny.
You know, we worked with 1,100 divorcees that first year of our marriage, and it really taught us how tragic is divorce for the person, for the couple, for the children. There is nothing funny about divorce. And you should eliminate that word from your vocabulary. It is not funny. And if you've already been through divorce, then you know how destructive it is. But Jesus is anointed to heal the brokenhearted. And if you've been brokenhearted, Jesus can heal you. He can heal any fracture. He can put you back together. But I want to get back to this question about purpose.
Okay.
Because there's different kinds of purpose. Mm-hmm. For example, when you and I were married, we knew we were both called to the ministry. Well, I didn't have my ministry and you had your ministry. We could have, but God called us together so there would be a blending of our ministries. And together, Denise, our purpose has been to reach the world, to take the teaching of the Bible to the ends of the earth, and to build up the body of Christ. We really have had an apostolic purpose on our life. And if you look at what we've done, what have we done? We've worked on the front lines together. We have preached and pushed back darkness together. We've done what other people said was impossible, but we've done it together with the Lord because He's in the middle of all of us. Our purpose has been very clearly defined. Now, your purpose may not be ministry. There's all kinds of purpose. Your purpose may be business. God may anoint you and your spouse to make money so that you'll be blessed and so you can fund the gospel around the world. We have a very dear couple that is our friend, and they're just anointed to make money because they believe they're called to fund the gospel. That is their purpose. And wow, they've embraced it, and they have a good reward for their labor. It might be that your purpose is to raise up godly children, just to raise up godly children that have an impact on the world. But it is for sure that God didn't just call you and your spouse so you can sit in your house and watch TV and eat food and go to bed and wake up and go to work and come home and watch TV and eat food and go to bed. There's more than that. That is not enough for anybody to live for, whether you're single or whether you're married. You are born to be more than an animal. That's what an animal does. An animal just gets up, eats, walks around, does what it does, goes back to sleep, repeats it day after day after day after day. Your life is to be bigger than that. And when God calls you to somebody, there needs to be a purpose to that union, and there needs to be a purpose to marriage. And Denise, I'm going to tell you one reason that people struggle in their marriages is because they don't have a purpose. They become frustrated. They become dissatisfied. But when you have a purpose, when you have a goal, when you know why you're here, when you know why your marriage has been formed by the Lord, it puts everything on a different level, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And you know, Rick, I was thinking about the wife in that, as you were talking, that her role is so powerful. And I'm not diminishing women or their talents or their gifts in any way. Women are so powerful. But in the home, you are particularly powerful because the Bible says that a woman was made for man. Men need us. It says that we are their glory. It says this, but men need us. They need our support. They need our good words. They need our consistency. They need us to clean the house, to take care of the children, to love those children, nurture those children. And that's part of our purpose is taking that place. And women, I'm just talking to you, taking that place in our home. And I see so many mothers through the years, and they were waiting for their kids to grow up. Then they got out of the house, then they were worried. Then they get older, and now they're worried again.
Worried about what?
Worried about their children, what's going to happen with them. And we need to enjoy the purpose that God's given us. Not just wish that time away when your children are young, but embrace it. That's part of your purpose.
Women are so powerful that in 1 Peter chapter 3, and I really cover a lot of this in depth in the RIV, 1 Peter chapter 3, Peter addresses the subject of marriage. Well, Peter had been married, Denise, about 60 years. 60 years. And so when Peter writes about marriage in 1 Peter chapter 3, he's speaking from a wealth of life. Mm-hmm. And we know that Peter traveled with his wife in the ministry. You know, for a wife to travel with a suitcase, she's got to be a happy woman. And so Peter had a very happy marriage, and they were together all the way to the end. Their story is quite amazing. But when he addresses husbands and wives, he addresses them in 7 verses. The first 6 verses are to wives. You know why? That's how much power a wife has. Wives are powerful. They are so powerful.
Very powerful.
And that's part of the purpose for a wife in a marriage, to find out what she is to be, how she's to serve, what she's to do with her kids. And in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, there's amazing, amazing guidance and direction for wives. And then you get to verse 7, he speaks very briefly to men, which is pretty typical for men. He's real straight with the men. But wow, he gives amazing direction to men in verse 7. And then he talks about them being called together, that they might be inheritors of the grace of life. It's supposed to be a partnership that brings forth great fruit. And in fact, it even says that when you walk in unity together, your prayers won't be hindered. The devil will not have the ability to disrupt your prayers when you're walking in unity in your marriage. It gives you power in prayer. But I want to read a verse, Denise, about purpose and about vision.
Okay.
All right. First of all, in Proverbs 29, verse 18, it says, where there is no vision, the people
perish.
And likewise, when marriages don't have a vision, they don't have a purpose, they begin to flounder, they perish. But when you come to Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, Paul's talking about his own life, and he gives us a principle that also applies to marriage. And he says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Well, the word count not is a bookkeeping term, and it is the picture of a bookkeeper who has a ledger in front of him. And on one page, he has all the original projections, or he has the goal or the vision. But on the other side, he has the actual numbers. So now the bookkeeper is looking at the original projections, the goal, the vision, and then he's looking on the other side of the page to look at the real numbers to see how they match. And Paul says, brethren, when I look at my life, and when I look at what God called me to do, the vision, the purpose for my life, it's very clear. But then when I look at the other side of the page, I count not myself to have apprehended. I see that the numbers don't match the vision. I've done a lot, but I haven't really done everything that God has called me to do. But the only way that Paul knew he hadn't fulfilled it all is because he had a vision. He knew what he was supposed to do. Every person needs a purpose. Every person needs a vision. Your marriage needs a purpose. Your marriage needs a vision. It gives you drive. It gives you energy. It gives you something to pray about, and it gives you the ability to know where you are in your life. Are you doing what God has called you to do? How far have you come along in fulfilling what God has called you and your spouse to do? And Paul goes on to say, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to forget what is behind and reach forth to those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That applies to you personally as an individual, but it also applies to you as a marriage. Denise and I can look at each other and we can say, we're not done yet. How do we know we're not done? Not just because of our age, because we know the vision. We know what God has called us to do. And when we look at what we've done and compare it to what God has told us to do, we know we've still got some work to do. The vision is not done yet. So it's not time for us to sit on the couch and retire. We have a purpose. We've got a purpose. And Denise and I are going to live our purpose to the very end. Amen?
Amen. And you know, you, like he said, I press forward. Well, you've got, because there will be opposition against your purpose. And you've got to press, and you've got to embrace what God has put in your heart to do. As a couple, as an individual, the commitment that you have to prayer for your kids and what you need to do for your kids, you have to embrace it. And it doesn't just happen accidentally.
Denise, this has been so good. But when we come back in the next episode tomorrow, we're going to talk about a very important principle that God taught us very early in our marriage about strife. How to keep strife out of your marriage. Do not miss tomorrow's episode, because it can really bring a total radical change to your marriage and to your family. But we're out of time. But Denise and I will be back in just a moment, and we're going to pray for you. How did you understand the Lord was calling you and your family to move to the former Soviet Union in 1991? Well, at that time, it was not the former Soviet Union, but I was invited on a mission trip that I did not want to go on, but I said yes, so I decided to keep my word. I found myself in the Soviet Union, standing in front of a group of students, and it was the first above-ground Bible school in 70 years. And when I opened my Bible to speak to them, the Holy Spirit said, "Welcome to your new home." Well, Joel, I just about lost my breath, because I know the voice of God, and I knew that was the Holy Spirit saying, "Welcome to your new home." And that was the moment I became aware that God was calling me and our family to leave the United States and move to the territory of the former Soviet Union.
Want a marriage filled with peace, purpose, and joy? In this new series, How to Have a Happy Marriage, Rick and Denise Renner share biblical wisdom and real-life lessons that have helped them strengthen their relationship with one another, overcome strife, and experience the joy of a God-centered marriage. In this five-part series, you will learn how to find purpose in your marriage, how to eliminate strife and maintain peace, the power of forgiveness, how to let the Holy Spirit guide your tongue. Available in digital or physical formats, starting at just $11, this series will equip you to strengthen your marriage on a solid biblical foundation. In addition to this teaching series, you can order Rick's book, The RIV of 1st and 2nd Peter, and Denise's book, Who Stole Cinderella? Free, today only, when you call or go online to request it. Don't miss this special offer of the bundle of the series, How to Have a Happy Marriage, starting at just $11, and the book, RIV of 1st and 2nd Peter, 25% off for a special introductory price of $28.50, and Denise's book, Who Stole Cinderella, for free today only. Call the number on your screen now or go online to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Hey, this is Rick Renner, and I'm standing inside the partner care department of our ministry, and this is where the action takes place. Thousands of phone calls every day and every month come into this place from people reaching out to us. And this is my precious mother who is in heaven, and she established this part of the ministry. But these are the principles we are dedicated to feed the entire flock God has brought to this ministry, to strengthen those who are diseased in any area of their lives, to bring healing to those in need of any type of healing, to bind up those who are broken in any area of their lives, to bring back those that have been driven away, to reach the lost, and to take the gospel and the trusted teaching of the Bible to the ends of the earth, to shepherd the flock that God has caused to hear the voice of this ministry, and to help them grow in their relationship with Christ and become powerful Bible-based believers equipped for these last days, and to thank and minister to partners whose sacrificial gifts have enabled this ministry to fulfill its call around the world. And we are very committed to these principles. And if you're a partner, you know we're very serious about that. But hey, right now we're trying to pay off this facility, and those who are part of the Ministry Expansion Project
are helping us to do that. And if you're a part already, thank you. But if you're not part of that giving team yet, we need you. So would you please become a part of the Ministry Expansion giving team so we can pay off this facility and then keep taking the gospel to the ends of the earth, where people really are crying out for someone to bring them trusted teaching of the Bible. And that's us. That's our call. And my friends, together we can do this. And I want to say thank you so much.
Well, today, Denise, we've had a good time.
We have, Rick.
We've been talking about having a purpose individually, and that when two people come together in holy matrimony, then they have a purpose as a marriage.
They bring together their two purposes.
And the two of them working together, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, they have a good reward for their labor. Mm. But my friend, you need a purpose personally, and God has one for you. You just need to wake up to it, and you need to have a purpose for your marriage. So it'd be good for you and your spouse to pray together and say, hey, what is our marriage for? Is it just about us? Or is there something bigger than us that God wants us to achieve with our marriage? And when your marriage has a purpose, it gives you direction, it gives you power, it gives you energy, it gives you something to work for. It is amazing what a purpose will do for your marriage. But please order the series, which is called How to Have a Happy Marriage. Comes with a study guide. And today only, we're offering you Denise's book called Who Stole Cinderella? The Art of Happily Ever After, one per family, free today only. And we also want you to be sure to order your copy of the RIV of 1st and 2nd Peter. It is amazing, and finally, it is available for you to order. But thank you for being with us today. You can order all these things by going online, and please let us know how to pray for you. And Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for our friends to have spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit has to say to them about the purpose of their marriage.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, give them a vision, give them a goal, and help them to rally around it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, we will see you tomorrow. But remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you. Thank you for joining Rick Renner today. For more information about Renner Ministries and product resources, visit renner.org. This program was made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.